Holding up those pants, a great golden buckle fastened a leather belt, rimmed with rows of what appeared to be human teeth, like the kind you might hide under your pillow but not get any money for because they were adult teeth, the ones you're not really supposed to lose. Above that belt, a great yellowish-white shirt billowed like a sail over a hairy chest and massive arms. Spilling out over that shirt, like a black tangled fishing net, stretched a great beard, burned at the tips, and inside that dark beard, a mouth frowned and stated the obvious. Someone's burned me ship. For, out on the water, anchored a ways from the beach, a great pirate ship smoldered like the last gasp of campfire coals, its sails burning up in one quick puff, as if someone had just blown out the birthday candles atop a great wooden cake, a cake with red lava icing that ate up all the pieces before the kids could have a taste. Here ends the preview of Mrs. Wobbles and the Tangerine House. Congratulations! You made it to the secret ending of the mysterious floor. More stories, including our pirate tale, are in the oven. Sign up here to hear when the new stories are online.